He wore a blazer and a Panama hat, which he doffed on entry, which gave him the air of an old-school cricket umpire.
"What would you call it exactly? Arts and crafts?"
"It's really antiques." I jerked my thumb in the direction of my own selling space at the rear of the building, although antiques is a rather grand title for the odd assortment of stuff I currently have to sell, and vintage clothes. "And over there," I gestured towards the bookshelves, "we have second-hand books. We run a book exchange."
"Ah."
I got the annoying feeling that he hadn't come in to buy anything. That's the trouble with owning an antique shop. As many people come in to sell you things as come in to buy. I just refused a woman who took it personally when I didn't want to purchase her Royal Dalton figurines. As I tried to explain, however dainty and finely crafted they were, there is no market for porcelain ladies in crinolines at the moment. I frequently wonder why I don't sell old Nick's. I'd never wanted to own an antique shop, but Nick left it to me in his will. Quite why is something of a mystery. I had only been working for him for a matter of months when he was killed. His family think he left it to me out of spite, although whether it was to spite them or me, I've never been sure. It was getting on for 5:30.